Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host, Lakith Pieris. Nothing much to write home about as far as cricket is concerned, because bit of a slumber. Right, let me start off with the West Indies versus New Zealand Test Series. As you know, the Caribbeans are on tour to the Kiwiland. Unfortunately, we've had lots of rain in Christchurch, so play has been altered for the moment. In the meantime, good news is that Mathisa Pathirana, Mahesh Teekshana and Vanindu Hasaranga are among the 46 international players who will go into auction for IPL 2026. We wish them all the very best, because for the BPL, there was only a limited amount of Sri Lankan cricketers who found favour in the BPL franchise. Moving ahead, there's also concern in the Pakistan T20 squad for the forthcoming T20 World Cup, because critics are of the view that Salman Aga, as captain of the Pakistan team, has not performed up to expectations after he took leadership. He's got a strike rate of around 106, they say, but the biggest concern is his batting average, which has fallen below 25. So there are a few concerns in the Pakistani team. We'll keep our eyes focused on that as well. Right, some important games are coming up tomorrow, because the second test of the Ashes series will be played at the Gabba in Brisbane. We like to wish both England and Australia all the very best. And let's hope that the fans who come in their numbers, buy their tickets early, will have 5 days of cricket, unlike what we saw in Perth, where everything folded up in 2 days. We also do have news of the second ODI between South Africa and India. Now remember, South Africa won the Test Series 2-0 against the Indians, but they lost the first ODI by 17 runs. And we all know that India is very strong in white ball cricket. And that wonderful 128 that was scored by Virat Kohli is still spoken of, and some of the critics, especially the media, seems to think that he should get back into Test cricket. Well, eyes will be focused on that. Now, here is a couple from Sri Lanka. The first one, of course, is the selectors will sit down and put their heads together. I've done a little script which I sent on www.gofergold as well, about what the selectors are looking at in picking the T20 squad for World Cup T20, because Sri Lanka is the co-host. Three venues, mainly the Premadasa Stadium, Palakkale, and yesterday my co-host Lakith Pieris, who had gone to Sri Lanka cricket, witnessed a massive renovation of the SSC grounds, which will also have the lights. So Lakith quickly informed me, told me to inform all listeners, faithful listeners, that SSC is getting a revamp, a renovation. Lights are coming on at the SSC, which also houses Sri Lanka cricket. And that is good to note, because now Sri Lanka has three full-fledged stadiums to host T20 World Cup. Keep our eyes focused on all that and more in the cricketing world. Well, that's it from me and Lakith Pieris for today. I hope you did enjoy our podcast. As you know, this is Advent. The meaning of Advent is the Christmas season. And I just thought, with the permission, of course, of Lakith Pieris, to spin you a bit of a Christmas carol, which I really enjoyed listening. It was done by a cover artist in Sri Lanka. Why I'm spinning this to you is to inform you that there's so much of cover talent that's coming up in terms of music in our island. Have a blessed day. Enjoy the music as well. Bye for now.